The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making us part of your day and part of your due diligence as we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays out there in the small and micro cap markets today. And to that end, we're welcoming to the show DSG Global Incorporated. The company's traded on the OTCQB DSGT. Now, I want you to learn more about the company at their website, dsgtglobal.com. Now, when you go to that website, you click on businesses, and there you're going to find Imperium Motor Company. And we already all know that the future is electric, and Imperium Motor Company is a big part of that bright future. So to that end, today we're going to be speaking to Rick Curtis, CEO of Imperium Motor Company, and we're going to be speaking to Christian Dubois, President of Imperium Motor Company Canada. Let's first welcome Rick to the show. Rick, how are you doing today? And thanks so much for making time for us.
Thank you too, Stuart. I appreciate your time as well. You know, the Imperium Company idea started out when we had a client who wanted to equip his fleet of electric vehicles with a device for tracking and set up a geofence that could limit his driver's area of operation. I knew and worked with Bob Silzer on a few other projects over the years. I knew we had the solution. We always talked about doing something together, and then the time was right. Imperium uses the traditional sales channel of distribution to dealer model. In the near future, we will assemble some of our products in North America, and then we would be the manufacturer distributor to dealer model. We also will be distributing the Indy One vehicle, as well as the CMW Sagata, that are both manufactured in North America.
Well, outstanding. Let's now introduce Christian Dubois, President of Imperium Motor Company Canada. Christian, thanks for making time for us today. How are you?
I'm very good, Stuart. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the EV auto market in Canada. Some of the trends you see there with how the U.S. and Canadian government approach the EV auto market and your insights into the market as a whole. Go ahead, Christian.
Well, you know, Canada and the U.S. both have the same issues in which there's so many jurisdictions that there's different programs in every state and every provinces. And that causes a bit of adoption levels that are very different between one province to another, especially in Canada, where Quebec represents nearly half of the EV sales in Canada, yet represents maybe a quarter of the population. And similarly, in British Columbia, we have very high adoption. We're almost touching 10% now, but we're a smaller province. And these by far represent the bulk of the EV sales in Canada, with other provinces having not jumped on the bandwagon, if you wish.
Well, Rick, let's learn about you. You told us a lot about Imperium Motor Company. Let's learn about you and the team you've surrounded yourself there.
Sure. I've been in the automobile business for about 40 years in both private and public companies with retail, distributing, and manufacturing experience. And for about the last 15 years, I've really become involved with the early electric vehicle business. In 2014, we bought the assets of an EV company called Coda and continued to build and sell the vehicles worldwide and also set up parts and service support throughout the United States and other markets. In time, we sold this company to another larger EV company and worked as their president for 6 years prior to coming over to Imperium. Spent a lot of that time in Asia doing various things, and I think it really helps in my perspective of the electric vehicle business. We have a great group of people on our team with years of experience, successful experience in the EV sector, both here and abroad. And of course, Christian Dubois has been doing a fantastic job in the Canadian market with his impressive history that he can tell you about.
Well, very good. Christian, let's learn about you, your background, and the team you're working with there in Canada.
Well, here in Canada, we're operating lean and mean. And as we are approaching the launch of all our vehicles, we will grow with the demand. Having said that, the Imperium is representing a new segment, if you wish, in the marketplace where affordability of product is key. And in the SCV, which will be our SUV that's coming in first, will compete with the ICE product as far as pricing here in Canada.
Well, listen, 2021 is going to end with a bang for this company, and I'm remiss in not telling you to do so prior to this, but go to Investor Brand Network, click on the Clients tab. In alphabetical order, you will find DSG Global Inc., ticker symbol on the OTCQB, DSGT. I already gave out their website. You, once again, will read up on the brands, and Imperium Motor Company is right there. And right now, these two gentlemen are preparing frantically for the LA Auto Show. This has got thousands of vehicles, hundreds of thousands of attendees. It's November 19th through November 28th. Christian, tell me a little bit about the year 2021 as you've led up to this point getting ready for the LA Auto Show. What are some of the milestones? What are some of the achievements of the company in 2021 so far, Christian?
Well, here in Canada, we've been very lucky that they reintroduced the auto shows a little bit earlier than in the U.S. After the New York Auto Show was canceled, we had the opportunity here to take our vehicle, the SCV in particular, to three electric vehicle shows, and the enthusiasm by consumer was incredible. In fact, we took approximately 500 reservations from people who actually touched, sat, and felt the vehicle and could see its value in the marketplace. So it's been very exciting. And in addition to that, we have other products that are not far from being on the market as well, including a last mile delivery vehicle in the size of a Transit, for example, or Ford Transit, which was 100% electric. And that vehicle called the Trade Pro is creating a real buzz here in Canada. And I think it'll be very similar in the U.S. once we show it at the LA Auto Show in the next couple of weeks.
Well, ImperiumMotorCompany.com is where you want to go to see some of these beautiful cars. And I'm looking here. Let's look at the numbers, listeners. The global EV market, you probably already know, was valued at $11.9 billion back in 2017, but it's projected to exceed $56 billion by 2025. Rick, as you look forward into 2022, whether it's just Q1 or further into the year, what are some of the goals that you have operationally there at the Imperium Motor Company?
You know, Stuart, the COVID situation has really taken a toll on our economy and especially the automotive sector. With supply line issues and, of course, the chip shortage we all know about, we've all had our fair share of issues dealing with getting vehicles to market. Dealers' inventories have suffered, and this has caused pricing to be increased to compensate for the lack of supply in both new and used vehicles. But Imperium has a good availability of vehicles and look forward to helping the future dealers fill their lots with electric vehicles. So saying that, I think we have a really, really good future, really bright future ahead of us. The price of gasoline here in the West Coast is in excess of $5 per gallon in many spots, and this really gets people looking at the electric vehicle sector. I went through this some years ago when gas was also that expensive, and we had people flocking into the stores to buy electric cars. And this is kind of repeated the same thing. So I think we've got a real bright future. I think that that Christian has done a fantastic job up in Canada with the shows that he's done so far. And we hope that we do equally as well at the LA Auto Show, because it's a very bright future for us.
Well, Christian, here in North America at Imperium Motor Company Canada, let's talk a little bit about your operational goals looking forward.
Well, since we've taken a relatively common approach of recruiting retailers, dealerships, if you wish, for the purpose of retailing our automobiles, we have certainly have seen an amazing enthusiasm from dealers in Quebec in particular, because they got to see the vehicle. And similarly, in the rest of Canada, we have more applications and interest than I thought we would ever see. And I'm sure that after the LA Auto Show, especially the LA Automobility Show, which is 2 days earlier for trades and media, that will probably ramp up to tons of interest from potential partners.
Well, I got to tell you once again, listeners, go to ImperiumMotorCompany.com, the SEV, the Imperium SEV, affordable e-SUV, luxurious is an understatement. What a beautiful car and what a great interview. I want to thank both Rick and Christian for calling in today, as once again, they have the LA Auto Show that they are preparing for. Those in the area, Southern California or just on the West Coast anywhere, go check them out Friday, November 19th through November 28th. Learn more about this company at the Investor Brand Network. And of course, pull up a quote on DSG Global Incorporated using the ticker symbol DSGT. For Rick and Christian, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.